Dear friends in Christ, chapter 20 of the CLC history is entitled The Changing Times. And everyone will have to admit that there have been many changes in our world since 1960. Many changes also in the church world. Have there been any changes in the CLC? By God's grace, our doctrinal platform is still the same as it was. And that is a good thing, because it is written Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change, and His love for us does not change either. It is a fact that Jesus died on the cross for sinners, that He rose from the dead on the third day, and that He ascended to heaven 40 days later. These facts cannot be changed, and because of these facts, we know that our sins are forgiven and that we have a place in heaven reserved for us. But there have been lesser changes, or changes in lesser things. Many changes. Back in 1960, I'm pretty sure that every congregation in the CLC used the King James Version of the Bible for its services and for confirmation classes. But that Bible of 1611 is not used so much anymore. Its language is not understood as well, and so many of our congregations now make use of the New King James Version or the New International Version. In 1960, the hymnal that we used was the Lutheran hymnal of 1941. Most of our congregations are still using that hymnal, but some of our congregations, probably the majority of them, are now also making use of the 2000 worship supplement. In the early years of Emmanuel Lutheran College, Latin and German were taught as foreign languages in the high school. Now, for practical reasons, Spanish is the foreign language that is taught. But those who are studying to be pastors are still learning Greek and Hebrew. There's no change possible there, because God chose to give us His Word in those languages. And so if our pastors are going to be well equipped to work with God's Word, they need to study those languages. Back in 1960, there were no Lutheran women pastors anywhere in any Lutheran church body in our country. Now, there are many women pastors in Lutheran churches, and the seminaries probably have just as many female students as they have male students. Is this something that we can do too? Is this a change that we should make also? No, it is not, because God's Word does not change, and God's Word says, the Apostle Paul wrote, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. In 1960, segregation between the races was common in many areas of our country. This has changed. Is this an acceptable change? Well, there's nothing in God's Word that tells us that the races must be kept separate. Rather, God's Word tells us there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Today, some people want to say that God has no objection to same-sex marriage, because they say, after all, God created certain people to be homosexuals and they should not be deprived. Is this something that we can accept? No, it is not. Because the unchanging Word of God tells us neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. But of course, all of these sins can be repented of because God's word continues, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." So you see, there are some changes that are acceptable and there are changes that are unacceptable. And in a changing world, we need to be on guard lest we get carried away with the way things are going into a way of life and a kind of behavior that is contrary to God's word. In 1960, the Board of Missions was responsible for a few mission congregations in this country and one congregation in Japan. Today, this board is trying to help church bodies in many different countries in Africa, two church bodies in India, and at the convention this summer in 2010, the convention will be asked to consider applications for fellowship with us from three other church bodies. I think we would all grant that this is a good change. This change represents an expansion of the work and a blessing from our God. And it is certainly a wonderful thing that the membership in all of these church bodies in foreign lands is actually considerably higher than the membership of our own church body. Another board whose work has greatly expanded is the work of the Board of Trustees. In 1960, there was a time when the balance in the treasury was $9.91. Today, the Board of Trustees is handling well over $1 million. The entire Ingram estate in 1963 was purchased for $85,000, and at that time, that was considered almost too much for our church body to handle. And now we have the new academic center, which cost over $2 million. So there have been changes, and changes such as these are certainly blessings from our God. But as we enjoy these blessings, let us remember that there are no changes in God and in His Word, and we need to keep on praying that our Lord will keep us faithful, even as the times change. We conclude by singing hymn in the worship supplement 743. We'll sing stanzas 3 and 4 and praise our unchanging God.
Amen.